Do you want me to be here?
I don't care. All right.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Hello, everybody.
Tere teile kõigile.
It's a joy and a pleasure for me to be here.
See on tõeline rõõm olla siin.
And a very humbling experience.
Ja samas väga alandlikuks tegev kogemus.
Your pastor, Mart Vahi.
Teie pastor, Mart Vahi.
As he has indicated.
Nagu ta juba on ka öelnud.
We have been known for 45 years.
Me oleme tunnud 11-45 aastat.
But since I have come here.
Aga sellest ajast peale, kui ma nüüd siia tulin.
Only yesterday.
Alles eile, kui ma tulin.
God has given him a double anointing.
Jumal on annud talle topelt võidmise.
And I believe that God will use him in the days that lie ahead.
Ja mina usun, et Jumal saab veel kasutama teda aegade jooksul, mis on ees.
For a great move of God.
Ühe väga suure Jumala liikumise heaks.
The village of hope.
Lootuse küla.
Is the best kept secret in the world.
On parima, kõige parimal moel hoitud saladus kogu maailmas.
The reason why I say it.
Ja põhjus, miks ma ütlen.
Ministers need to come here to see what is happening.
On see, et Jumala riigi sulased ja teenijad peaks tulema siia ja nägema, mis siin toimub.
There are many drug centers around the world.
Üle maailma on palju selliseid nagu narkokeskusi või sõltlaste keskusi.
I've never seen one like this.
Aga ma pole iialgi näinud ühtegi sellist nagu lootuse küla.
It's unique.
See on väga unikaalne.
It's wonderful.
Väga imeline.
And I can't wait until tomorrow.
Ja mina ei lahku enne homset.
That I will talk to them all tomorrow and get them to talk to me.
Ja mina saan homme vestelda ja suhelda nendega seal ja nemad saad rääkida minuga.
So support this work with all of your
heart. Nii toetage seda tööd kõige täiega ja kogu südames.
You're not only reaching the down and outs.
Te ainult ei jõua sellega nii-öelda kaananlasteni.
But eventually this church
lõppeks see kogudus
is going to reach a nation.
Saab jõudma kogu selle rahvani.
It's a joy to be here.
Ja see on tõeline rõõm olla siin.
And thank you for having me.
Nii et suur tänu, et te olete mind vastu võtnud.
The first time I heard of Mart Vahi was I was in Hungary.
Esimene kord, kui ma üldse Mart Vahist kuulsin, ma olin Hungaris.
Smuggling Bibles.
Seal sahkerdasin piibleid sisse.
Butter, eggs.
Mune, võid.
Sweets for the children.
Kommilastele.
Money for pastors.
Raha pastoritele.
And he heard me sing. He was in Russia.
Ja pastor Märt oli tol ajal Venemaal toimetas ja ta kuulis mind kõnelemas.
I was singing a children's chorus.
Ah, ta kuulis mind laulmas ja ma laulsin seal mingis laste kooris.
There's a flag flying high from the castle of my heart. That was the chorus.
Okay, mingisugune laul ühesnaga, miski lendas kuskilt kõrgelt üle kindluse.
And then the friendship began and it was wonderful.
Ja see sõprus seal oli väga imeline.
I thank God for him. And listen, Alta too has been wonderful.
Ja
what I remember, one of my visits to New Brunswick.
Ma mäletan ühte oma külaskäiku New Brunswicki Kanadas.
He had a special dog there.
Ja
dog.
Ja tal oli pastor Märdil oli väga eriline koer.
And you call them peanuts.
Ja nad kutsusid teda peanuts ehk kähklike.
And I always loved that and I loved the fellowship. These are happy memories, but we have also seen God at work.
Nii et mul on palju toredaid mälestusi, aga me oleme näinud ka Jumalat tegutsemas ja toimetamas.
By the might and the power of his spirit.
Oma vaimu väes ja jõus.
That's what we want to see this morning.
Ja see on see, mida me tahame näha ka täna hommikul.
So will you turn to Mark's Gospel chapter 10?
Nii et kas te palun avaks minuga Markus evangeeliumi?
Reading from verse 17 until verse 22.
Markuse 10, 17 kuni 22.
My lovely interpreter will read it.
Ja minu tore tõlk loeb selle teile ette. Markuse 10.
Did you say my lovely interpreter?
Yeah, I did. Markuse 10, 17 kuni 22. Ja kui ta ära läks teele, jooksis keegi ta juurde, langes põlvili ta ette ning küsis temalt, hea õpetaja, mis ma pean tegema, et ma igavese elu päriksin? Aga Jeesus ütles talle, miks sa mind nimetad heaks? Keegi muu ei ole hea kui ainult Jumal. Käsud sa tead, sa ei tohi tappa, sa ei tohi abielu rikkuda, sa ei tohi varastada, sa ei tohi valet tunnistada, sa ei tohi kedagi petta ja sa pead olema oma isa ja ema austama. Aga ta kostis ja ütles temale, õpetaja, seda kõike ma olen pidanud oma noorpõlvest alates. Ja Jeesus vaatas tema peale ja tundis armastuste vastu ning ütles talle, üht asja on sulle vaja, mine ja müü ära kõik, mis sul on ja anna vaestele ja sul on siis varandus taevas ja tule ning järgi mind. Tema aga jäi murelikuks selle sõna pärast ja läks ära kurva meelega, sest tal oli palju vara.
This story recorded by Matthew, Mark and Luke.
See lugu on kirjas nii Matteuse, Markuse kui Luuka evangeeliumis.
Made a profound impression upon the 12 apostles.
Mis jättis väga sügava mulje 12 jüngrile.
Matthew says he was young.
Matteus ütleb, et ta oli noor.
Mark says he was rich.
Markus ütleb, et see mees oli rikas.
And Luke says he was a ruler.
Ja Lukas ütleb, et see mees oli ka valitseja.
That's why he is known as the rich young ruler.
Ja seetõttu tuntakse seda lugu ja seda mees kui rikka noore valitsejana.
But what impressed me was his age.
Aga mis mulle muljet avaldas, oli just tema vanus.
If he was a young ruler,
kui ta oli noor valitseja,
he must have been just over 30 years of age.
Siis ta pidi olema veidi üle 30 aasta vana.
And the person that he was dealing with,
ja see inimene, kellega ta tegeles seal,
according to his humanity,
siis vastavalt oma inimlikkusele,
he was also over 30 years of age.
See pidi ka olema üle 30 aasta vana.
So here we have two young men.
Nii et siin meil on kaks noort meest.
A young aristocrat,
üks noor aristokraat,
and a peasant carpenter from Nazareth.
Ja üks noor puusepp Nazaretist.
And they both come in contact
ja
with each other.
Mõlemad said oma vahel kokku.
We're going to have a look at him tonight, and we're going to have a look at him this morning, and also a look at the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nii, me vaatame täna hommikul nii seda noort meest kui ka Jeesus Kristust.
If you look at verse 17,
kui te vaatate salmi 17,
we see him running.
Siis me näeme, et ta jooksis.
In verse 17, we see him kneeling.
Ja me näeme, et see noor mees jooksis ja langes põlvili.
And in verse 17, we see him asking.
Ning ta küsis Jeesuselt midagi.
He's running.
Jookseb.
He's kneeling.
Põlvitab.
And he's asking.
Ja ta küsib.
This young man is all action.
See noor mees on nagu täiega aktsioonis.
And this happens in daylight.
Ja see muide juhtus kõik päise päeva ajal.
If you look at the preceding verses,
kui sa vaatad eelnevaid salme,
the mothers of the city had brought their children and their babies to Jesus.
Siis paljud emad olid toonud oma lapsed ja beebid Jeesuse juurde.
And the master had lifted up them up in his arms and blessed them and prayed over them.
Ja issand oli tõstnud nad üles taeva poole, õnnistanud neid ja palvetanud nende
ees. And this young ruler saw all this.
Ja see noor valitseja nägi seda kõike.
And was impressed by this.
Ja oli täiega vaimustuses selles.
And so he comes running.
Nii et ta tuli täiega joostes.
How different he is to another ruler.
Kui erinev ta on ühes sellest teisest valitsejast.
This ruler was elderly.
Kes oli vanem juba.
His name was Nicodemus.
Ja tema nimi oli Nicodemus.
We are told three times in John's gospel.
Johannes evangeeliumis meile räägitakse kolmel korral.
That he came to Jesus by night.
Et ta tuli Jeesuse juurde õhtusel ajal, pimedal ajal.
Nicodemus came secretly.
Nicodemus tuli salaja.
This young man came openly in the daylight.
See noor mees tuli avalikult ja keset päeva.
It was like a jewel in the sun.
See oli otse kui
pärl,
mis sädeneb nagu päikese käes.
The young aristocrat.
See noor aristokraat.
And the peasant carpenter from Nazareth.
Ja see noor puusepp Nazaretis.
Now what is he asking?
Ja mida ta küsis Jeesuselt?
Listen to him.
Vaata.
He says, good master.
Ta ütleb, hea õpetaja.
What must I do?
Mida ma pean tegema?
To inherit eternal life.
Et ma igavese elu päriksin.
The question from this rich young man shows.
Selle rikka noore mehe küsimus näitab.
That he believed in an afterlife.
Et ta uskus elusse peale surma.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Kas sina usud surmajärgsesse ellu?
This young man believed in eternity.
See noor mees uskus igavikku.
Here he is rich.
Siin ta oli rikas mees.
We are told he had great possessions.
Tal oli väga kõrge positsioon.
He had great estates.
Tal olid kõik, mis vaja.
And yet,
aga ometigi,
he's not content.
Ta ei olnud rahul.
Yet, he is unhappy.
Ja ta ei olnud rõõmus.
For a moment, he is thinking of the afterlife.
Ta mõtles mingiks hetkeks elule peale surma.
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Mida ma pean tegema, et ma päriksin igavese elu?
Now Christ's answer seemed to be very sarcastic.
Ja Jeesus vastas niimoodi, nagu see tundub nagu isegi sarkastilisena.
Do you have a word for sarcastic here?
Yeah.
And he was testing this young man.
Ja ta pani selle noore mehe proovile.
He says, why do you call me good?
Ja ta ütles, miks sa nimetad mind heaks?
There is none good but one.
Ei ole kedagi teist, kes oleks hea kui ainult üks Jumal.
I'm going to say that again.
Ma tahan öelda seda veel kord.
Why do you call me good?
Miks sa mind nimetad heaks?
There is none good but one.
Keegi muu ei ole hea kui ainult Jumal.
And this rich young ruler was calling him good.
Aga see noor valitseja kutsus Jeesust heaks.
Let me go further.
Las ma lähen siit edasi.
Jesus says, why are you giving me an appellation that belongs exclusively to God?
Jeesus ütles, miks sina annab mulle mingi tiitli, mis kuulub ainult Jumalale?
Because later on in John chapter 10,
sest varasemalt Johannese 10. Peatükis,
he says, I am the good shepherd.
Ta ütleb, mina olen hea karjane.
And he repeats it, the good shepherd.
Ja ta kordab seda, ma olen hea karjane.
Giveth his life for the sheep.
Kes annab oma elu oma talle tees.
Now there are two words for the word good in the Greek New Testament.
Kreeka keeles Uues Testamentis on sõnale hea kaks erinevat vastandit või head nagu kreeka keelsed sõnad.
There is the word agathos.
On kefas.
Yes, which means the moral quality of a thing.
Mis viitab nagu moraalsele kvaliteedile, nagu mingi asja heale kvaliteedile.
But there's another word, it's called kalos.
Aga siis on üks teine sõna, kalos.
Which means I am the attractive shepherd.
Mis tähendab, et ma olen kütkestav karjane.
I am the winsome shepherd.
Ma olen see, kes nagu, noh, nagu meeli köitev karjane.
And I am the lovely shepherd.
Ja ma olen üks armas ja armastav karjane.
Jesus is all those.
Jeesus on kõik need asjad.
So he says, why do you give me an appellation that belongs only to God?
Nii, ta ütleb, miks sa annad mulle ühe tiitli või nimetuse, mis kuulub ainult Jumalale?
And then he says, do you not know the commandments?
Ja siis ta ütleb, kas sa siis ei tea käske?
Do not commit adultery.
Ära rikku abielu.
Do not bear false witness.
Ära anna vale tunnistust.
Do not steal.
Ära varasta.
Covet. Do not covet thy neighbor.
Ja ära himusta midagi.
And the rich young ruler sticks out his chest.
Ja siis see rikas vend ajab selja sirgu.
He says, all these.
Ta ütleb kõiki neid asju.
Have I observed from my youth up.
Ma olen täitnud alates oma noorpõlvest peale.
He was proud of that.
Ta oli kohe täiega uhke selle üle.
And then he says,
ja siis what? Ta ütles,
then he says, what lack I yet?
Ja siis ta ütles, et mida ma veel peaks tegema.
Now we're told an amazing thing.
Nüüd siin on üks hämmastav asja.
This has puzzled me from I have been a boy of 8 years of age because I have served the Lord from 8 years of age.
Ja see on minu jaoks olnud üks paras mõistatus alates 8. eluaastast, sest see on kui kaua ma olen Jumalat teeninud.
Then Jesus beholding him loved him.
Ja siis Jeesus vaatas tema peale ja tundis armastust tema vastu.
Christ fell in love with this young man.
Kristus otse kui armus sellesse noorde mehesse.
Do you see that word beholding?
Vaata see sõna, et ta vaatas.
Jesus beholding him loved him.
Jeesus vaatas tema peale armastava pilguga.
It means as if he had an x-ray and saw right through him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet.
Mis otse kui tähendab, et ta tegi kui röntgeni sellest kutist, vaatas seda pealaest jalatallani läbi.
He saw everything about him.
Ja ta nägi kõike, mis selles mehes oli.
He says, then, what do I do?
Ja siis see mees küsis, mida ma siis nüüd teen?
He says, go thy way.
Jeesus ütles, mine.
Sell whatsoever thou hast.
Ja müü maha kõik, mis iganes sul on.
And give to the poor.
Ja anna see vaestele.
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
Ja siis sul on varandus taevas.
And come take up the cross and follow me.
Ja siis tule ja järgi mind.
Treasure in heaven.
Varandus taevas.
This young man had treasure on earth.
Sellel noorel vennal oli varandus siin maa peal.
But Jesus says to him, if you give it away,
aga Jeesus ütles, kui sa annad selle kõik ära,
I'll give it back to you.
Siis mina annan selle sulle tagasi.
If you give it away,
kui sa annad selle ära,
I'll give it back to
ma
you.
Annan selle sulle tagasi.
John Wesley, the great Methodist founder,
John Wesley, võrratu metodisti liikumise
said
rajaja,
these words.
Tema ütles,
we lose on what ourselves we spend.
Me kaotame selle, mida me kulutame ise enda peale.
I'll say that again. We lose on what ourselves we spend.
Me kaotame selle, mille me kulutame ise endale.
And this is what Jesus was saying to this rich young ruler.
Ja see on see, mida Jeesus ütles sellele rikkale valitsejale.
But notice the wonderful wisdom of Jesus.
Aga vaata, milline imeline tarkus Jeesusel siin oli.
He says, sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor.
Ta ütles, müü maha kõik, mis sul on ja anna vaestele.
He wasn't like a lot of American evangelists.
Ta ei olnud selline, nagu paljud nii-öelda imesid tegevad evangelistid.
Sell whatsoever you have and send it into my ministry.
Kes ütleb, oo, müü maha kõik, mis sul on ja saada raha minu teenistusele.
No, he says, sell whatsoever you have and give it away.
Jeesus ütles, müü maha mis sul on ja raha anna lihtsalt ära.
Don't even give it to me.
Ära isegi too seda mulle.
Did you hear that, brother?
Kuulsid
Did you hear that, sister?
Kuulsid sa seda?
Don't even give it to me.
Ära isegi too seda mulle.
Give it to the poor. Give it to everybody.
Anna selle kõigile teistele.
Then come take up the cross and
ja siis võtta oma rist ja tule ja järgi mind.
A lot of preachers
paljud jutlustajad
should learn this.
Peaksid õppima sellest.
A lot of God's people should learn
paljud Jumala inimesed peaks õppima sellest.
I have learned it.
Mina olen seda õppinud.
And it's wonderful.
Ja see on väga võrratu.
Because he says you'll have treasure in heaven.
Sest Jeesus ütleb, et teil saab olema varandus
taevas. I'm going to be honest with you.
Ja ma olen täitsa aus teiega.
I couldn't care less if I had treasure in heaven or not.
Mul on täiesti kama, kas mul on seal taevas see are või mitte.
I only want to see him.
Ma ainult tahan näha Jeesust.
I want to lay my crown at his feet.
Ma tahan,
if I'm privileged enough to have a crown.
Ma tahan tuua oma krooni tema jalge ette, kui mul üldse on see eesõigus omada seal krooni.
Now, can you imagine the reaction of this nüüd on the 12 disciples?
Kujuta ette, mis nägu need 12 jüngrit selle jutu peale tegid.
And I'm thinking of one disciple, especially.
Ja ma mõtlen eriti veel ühe jüngri peale.
Judas Iscariot that kept the bag.
Juuda Iskarioti peale.
And pilfered what was in the bag.
Tema imustas seda, mis oli seal kotis.
And it says he was a thief.
Ja on öeldud, et ta oli varas.
And Judas heard that.
Ja Juudas kuulis seda kõike.
Judas, I don't want treasure in heaven.
Juudas mõtles, ei taha mina mingit
taevavarandust. I want treasure on earth.
Ma tahan varandust juba siin maa peal.
And that's why he sold the pearl of greatest price for 30 pieces of silver.
Ja seetõttu ta müüs ühe väga kalli hindamatu pärli kõigest mingi 30 raha ühiku ees.
Can you see the other 11 disciples watching? I could see Peter maybe nudging John.
Ma kujutan ette Peetrus seal.
Here's another apostle in the making.
Veel üks jünger, kes oli nii-öelda keset protsessi.
Look at the master, he loves him.
Vaata, meie issand armastab seda meest.
He's going to add him to us.
Ja ta lisab ta meie kampa.
And would this be that the master maybe had this in mind?
Ja võib-olla see, ma ei tea, millal see juhtub arvestades meie issanda tegutsemiskiirust.
Because John chapter 6, away at the beginning,
sest Johannese 6.
Jesus knew who would betray him.
Jeesus teadis, kes teda reedab.
He could have been a replacement. He could have been a replacement.
Ja see noor rikas vend oleks võinud saada asenduseks
Juudasele. But he wasn't.
Aga ta ei saanud.
Now listen to these words.
Nüüd kuula.
It says, and he was sad at that saying.
Siin on öeldud, et see noor mees muutus väga murelikuks. Ta oli väga kurb.
Sad.
Ta oli kurb.
Here's a young man running.
Siin ta algul jooksis,
kneeling,
põlvitas Jeesuse ees,
asking in daylight,
küsis küsimusi keset päeva,
even the mothers and the babies saw him,
isegi need emad ja lapsed nägid seda kõik,
everybody saw him,
kõik nägid teda seal,
and at this word,
aga
what lack I yet,
aga selle peale, et mida ma peaks siis tegema,
here's what he lacked, the master, beholding him, loved him, but saw what he lacked.
Jeesus armastas teda, nägi teda, aga nägi, mis seal puudu oli.
The love of his possessions.
Tal oli armastus oma vara vastu.
The love of his money.
Ta armastas oma raha.
You see, brothers and sisters,
teate, õed ja vennad,
money is not the root of all evil.
Raha ei ole kõige kurja juur.
It's the love of money.
Aga
that
raha
is the root
armastus
of all evil.
On kõige kurja juur.
And that's what was wrong with this rich young ruler.
Ja see oli
says,
selle
he
noore
was sad at that saying. Luke says he was grieved.
Ta Lukas ütleb, ta muutus kurvaks, siin on öeldud, ta muutus murelikuks.
The Greek New Testament says he was agitated.
Ta oli nagu täiesti isegi nagu närvis vendast väljas.
You think someone that hit him over the head with a sledgehammer.
Nuka tunne nagu keegi oleks talle, ma ei tea, kui valdaga lajatanud.
Go sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor and come right now. Take up the cross, follow me.
Mine müü maha kõik, mis sul on, anna vaestele ja tule ja järgi mind.
Now we see him running at
ja
the beginning.
Näed, ta jookseb seal.
Here's what we see at the end.
Aga lõpus me
turns
näeme,
his back on Jesus.
Pöörab oma selja Jeesusele ja läheb minema.
There's people like that.
Sellised inimesi on.
They began enthusiastically.
Nad on algul väga entusiastlikud.
They wanted to serve him.
Nad tahavad Jumalat
teenida. They wanted to live for him.
Tahavad elada talle.
But then something happened.
Aga lõpuks juhtub midagi.
Is there somebody like that here this morning?
Kas siin on ka sellist rahvast täna?
You were like that.
Kas sa oled olnud selline?
You would have done anything.
Sa oleks teinud mida iganes Jumala heaks.
But the master put his finger on a certain thing.
Aga Jumal pani oma näpu mingi teatud asja peale.
And it annoyed you.
Ja see käis sulle pinda.
And it grieved you.
See kurvastas sind.
And it disappointed you.
Ja see isegi valmistas sulle pettumuse.
I've heard people say Jesus is no disappointment.
Ma olen kuulnud, et inimesi ütlevad, oh, Jeesuses pole mingeid pettumusi.
All God's people said.
Ja kõik Jumala rahvas ütleb.
Amen. He's no disappointment.
Jeesus ei ole pettumus, ei valmista pettumus.
If I would talk to the rich young ruler and say, is he a disappointment? He says, yes, he's a disappointment.
Kui me oleks seda küsinud sellelt noorelt rikkalt mehelt, oleks raudselt ütlenud, jah, see oli mulle pettumus.
Because he told me to get rid of everything that
sest ta käskis mul müüa maha kõik, mis mul oli.
And I am not prepared to do that.
Ja ma ei ole valmis seda tegema.
So he went away.
Ja ta läks minema.
Grieved.
Kurvana.
For he had great.
Sest ta oli...
possessions.
Ta oli nii kinni oma varas.
And also went away sad.
Ja ta läks ära kurva ja murelikuna.
I'm going to ask you a question. I've been asking this myself.
Ma tahan küsida sult midagi, mida ma olen ka ise
endalt küsinud. Only eternity will reveal. I've asked great preachers this. I haven't even asked Mark this yet.
Ja ma olen küsinud seda ka pastor Märdi käest.
Is it possible to be loved and lost?
Kas on võimalik olla armastatud Jumala poolt ja ometigi minna hukka?
I think about that.
Mõtle korra.
I'm going to say it again. Is it possible to be loved and lost?
Kas on võimalik olla armastatud ja ometigi minna hukka?
I'm going to say that once more.
Ma ütlen seda veel kord.
Is it possible to be loved and
lost? Kas on võimalik olla armastatud?
Because this is the only time that we read this in the New Testament.
See on ainuke kord Uues Testamendis, kus me siuksest juhtumist loeme.
Then Jesus beholding him, loved him.
Jeesus vaatas selle mehe peale armastusega.
God said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated.
Pardon?
God said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated.
Ja Jumal ütles, ma olen Jaakobit armastanud ja siis seal olid ka veel ta pojad.
God made no reams about this. He says, I love Jacob and I hate Esau.
Jumal armastas tõesti nii Jaakobit kui seal ka Eesavit.
But then somebody says, the word hate means less loved.
Aga samas see, kes seal oli seal puusaga probleeme, mõni ütleb, aga järelikult Jumal armastas seda vähem.
Whether you're less loved, you're not loved.
See, kui sa oled vähem armastatud, see ei tähenda, et sa ei oleks armastatud.
Here, the rich young ruler was loved.
Siin see rikas noor mees oli armastatud.
And he went away.
Aga ometigi ta kõndis minema.
I, let me bring you back to the beginning.
Las ma tuua sind tagasi algusesse.
And you have listened to me wonderfully this morning. What? They have listened to me wonderfully.
Te olete olnud väga võrratud kuulajad täna hommikul.
Let me bring you back at the beginning.
Ja ma tahan tuua teid tagasi algusesse.
Remember I said, both of them were about the same age.
Mäletate, ma ütlesin, et nad mõlemad olid enam vähem ühealised.
If you read on further down Mark's gospel,
kui sa loed Markuse evangeeliumi edasi,
he's going up to Jerusalem.
Siis Jeesus läheb Jerusalemma.
I would say this would be the last 6 months of his earthly ministry.
Ja ma arvan, et see oli kuskil kuus viimast kuud tema teenistusest ja maisest
and
elust.
And it all fits in.
Ja see kõik nagu sobitub siia.
Jesus dies at 33 or 34 years of age.
Jeesus suri 33 ja 34 aastasena.
Somebody said he died at 33 and a half.
Osad ütlevad, ta oli 33 ja pool.
I believe he died at 34.
Mina usun, et ta suri 34 aastasena. Ja las ma öelda, miks.
If you go to Exodus chapter 12.
Kui sa vaatad
Exodus chapter 12.
Kui sa vaatad teise Moosese 12.
God said concerning the Passover lamb.
Siis Jumal ütles seal.
Your lamb shall be without blemish.
Et sinu
Your lamb shall be without.
Et su tal saab olema laitmatu.
And it shall be separated for death.
Ja see saab eraldatud surma jaoks.
Now why was the lamb separated for death?
Nüüd miks see tal sai eraldatud surma jaoks?
So by its constant bleating and crying.
Tänu seal pidevale nagu nutule halale.
People would know it was singled out for sacrifice.
Ja inimesed nägid seda kui ainsa ohvrina.
Now if you go to Ezekiel chapter 3.
Nüüd kui sa vaatad Ezekieli kolmandat peatükki.
Ezekiel talks about a day for a year siis, and a year for a day.
Siis Ezekiel ütleb, et üks päev on nagu aasta ja üks aasta on nagu päev.
And to be that Passover lamb.
Ja see paasatall.
Christ was separated for death.
Kristus sai kui paasatallane eraldatud surma jaoks.
He was the Passover lamb.
Tema oli see paasatall.
Now, coming back to my first thought.
Nüüd tulles tagasi mu esmase mõtte juurde.
Both were the same age.
Mõlemad olid ühejaalised.
The rich young ruler walks away.
See rikas vend kõndis minema.
Fades into history.
Ja kaob lihtsalt ära ajaloo sisse.
We never hear of him again.
Me ei kuule temast enam kunagi.
He's in eternity somewhere.
Ma ei tea, kas ta on kusagil igavikus.
I wonder did he ever get saved?
Ma ei tea, kas ta kunagi üldse suutiski
näha. I wonder did he ever come back?
Ja kas ta üldse kunagi
there is
tuli
no
tagasi?
Record of it.
Sellest pole enam mingeid märke.
But what happens to the peasant carpenter from Nazareth?
Aga mis juhtus selle puussepaga sealt Nazaretis?
6 months later, he's on a cross.
6 kuud hiljem ta ripub ristil.
He's shedding his blood.
Ta valab oma vere.
He's giving his life.
Ja ta annab oma elu.
He shouts, Tetelestis. Tetelestis, that's a Greek word.
Okay, ta ütles seal selle kreekakeelse sõna.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
The Greek is tetelestis.
Tetelestis.
One word, 12 words. And sorry about that, darling.
Ma ei ole õppinud kreekakeelse.
But here's the thought that I want you to get this
Aga
morning.
Aga mõte, mida ma tahan, et te mõistaksin.
He was sad and he had great possessions, but he lost his possessions.
See noor mees oli kurb ja läks ära, aga ta tegi seda oma vara tõttu.
Now I'm using my imagination
Nüüd
here.
Nüüd ma kasutan siin veidi oma kujutlusvõimet.
Say he lived to 70.
Oletame, et ta elas kuni 70. eluaastani.
He would have lost everything.
Ja siis, kui ta olekski kaotanud kõik.
Because Titus, the Roman prince,
Sest, et seal see Rooma valitseja,
besieged Jerusalem 5 years.
Valitses Jerusalem üle 5 aastat.
Dug a trench around the city. Dug a trench around the city.
Ja tal oli seal ümber linna nagu valitsise piires.
None could go in or none could come out.
Keegi ei saanud ei sisse ega välja.
And he slew 100,000 Jews.
Ja ta lõi maha, tappis 100,000 juuti.
Hundreds were crucified around the hills of Jerusalem.
Sajad juudid löödi risti ümber Jerusalema.
Josephus says they ran out of crosses.
Seal oli öeldud isegi, et need ristid, neid tuli ristidest puudu.
Where was the rich young ruler?
Kus see rikas noor mees oli?
His property would have been taken by the Roman authorities.
Suure tõenäosusega Rooma võim oleks tema vara kõik ära võtnud.
So he lost everything.
Nii et ta kaotaski kõik.
And this reminds me of what Jesus said.
Ja see tuletab meelde seda,
and
mida
look
Jeesus
at me young men this morning. Look at me young women this morning.
Vaadake noored inimesed.
Particularly the young. What shall it profit a man?
Mida üks Jumala prohvet?
If he should gain the whole world.
Ta ütles, isegi kui sa võidaks kogu maailma,
and lose his own soul.
Aga kaotad oma hinge.
Now listen,
kuule.
Or what shall a man give?
Mida saab mees teha?
In exchange for his soul.
Et oma hinge päästa.
That's what the rich young ruler did.
Ja noor, see noor rikas mees, ta küsis seda, aga ta ei teinud seda.
He exchanged his soul.
Ta vahetas oma hinge
for his possessions.
Oma vara vastu.
Oh, may God speak to your heart this
morning. Las Jumal kõnetada teie südameid täna hommikul.
What is it that's holding you back from Christ?
On see, mis hoiab sind tagasi tulemas Kristuse juurde.
What is it that's causing you to be hesitant?
Mis on see, mis paneb sind kõhklema?
Whatever it is, it's not worth it.
Mis iganes see on, see pole seda väärt.
Look at me when I say this.
Vaadake, kui ma ütlen seda.
Are they getting ready to sing? Just hold it a minute, please. Singers,
yeah, they won't sing yet.
Don't sing. Just stand there, please. I want to get this over. Right, okay. Please, just stand there. Sit down, son. Okay. Listen.
Kuulake.
This life,
see elu,
is a training ground.
On üks nagu õppelaager, treeningväli.
For the life that is to come.
Selleks eluks, mis on ootel.
I'm going to say it again.
Ma ütlen veel kord.
This life,
see elu siin maa peal,
is a training ground.
On kui õppelaager.
For the life that is to come.
Selleks eluks, mis on ootel.
Pastor, I live a miserable life.
Ma olen elanud kohutavat elu.
It's still a training ground for the life that is to come.
Aga ma olen ikka veel ka seal nii-öelda treeningplatsil.
Pastor, I have a happy life.
Keegi teine on elanud õnneliku elu.
It's still a training ground for
aga
the life
ikkagi
that is
keset
to come.
Seda treening välja.
Pastor, I have no life.
Mõni ütleb, pastor, mul pole üldse elu.
It's a training ground for the life
aga see on
that is
ka
to
üks
come.
Treening laager tulevas
every
eluks.
One of you,
iga üks teist,
including me,
kaas arvatud ma ise.
This life is a training ground for the life
see
that is to come.
See elu siin on treening laager tulevaseks eluks.
Notice what Jesus said.
Vaata, mida Jeesus ütleb.
Sell whatsoever you have. Give to the poor.
Müü kõik, mis sul on. Anna vaestele.
Take up the cross.
Võta oma rist.
And follow me.
Ja järgne mulle.
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
Jesus saab olema varandus taevas.
This life is a training ground.
See elu siin on ettevalmistus selleks.
For the life that is to come.
Eluks, mis on alles ootel.
And the Spirit of God is here this morning.
Jumala vaim on siin täna hommikul.
You have listened so intently.
Ja te olete väga pingsalt kuulanud.
And I believe God is speaking to hearts.
Ja mina usun, et Jumal kõnetab teie südameid.
Is there someone here who would be honest?
Kas on siin täna kedagi, kes oleks südini aus?
The only thing that I can say about the rich young ruler is
ainus
this.
Ainus asi, mida ma võin öelda selle rikka mehe kohta, et ta oli aus.
He was honest in running to Jesus.
Ta oli aus, kui ta jooksis Jeesuse poole.
He was honest in talking to Jesus.
Ta oli aus ja siiras, kui ta rääkis Jeesusega.
And he was honest in walking away from Jesus.
Ja ta oli ka aus, kui ta minema kõndis.
But he's in eternity tonight.
Aga
but he's
me
in
tea.
Eternity this morning.
Ja me ei tea, kas ta on täna igavikus või ei.
I trust he's not without God and without hope.
Ma usun, et ilma Jumala ja lootus, et see pole võimalik.
But we're alive.
Aga meie elame veel siin.
And the risen Lord is here this morning.
Ja üles tõusnud Issand on siin meie keskel.
To speak to every heart.
Et kõnetada igant südant.
Will you be honest this morning?
Aga ole sina aus täna hommikul.
And say, I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ.
Ja ütlen, mina annan oma elu Jeesusele Kristusele.
I want to serve him.
Ma tahan teda teenida.
May God richly and abundantly bless you.
Ja Jumal väga rikkalikult õnnistagu sind.
Thank you for listening.
Aitäh, et kuulasite.
Would you bow your heads with me in a word of
prayer? Kas te kumardaks palun minuga koos palvele?
Just wait a minute. While every head is bowed here.
Ja selle ajal, kui kõigi pead on kumardatud palvele.
And every eye is closed.
Ja kõikide silmad on suletud.
Is there a man in this house this morning? Is there a woman in this house this morning?
Kas siin saalis on täna ühtki meest või naist?
A young man, a young woman, a boy, a girl.
Noort mees, noort naist, poissi tüdrukud.
Who will say, Pastor McConnell.
Kes ütleb, Pastor McConnell.
I want Jesus Christ in my life.
Ma tahan Jeesus Kristust oma ellu.
If there's one this morning.
Kui siin on ükski.
And will you be honest.
Siis kas sa oleksid aus.
And if you want Jesus in your life.
Ja kui sa tahad Jeesust oma ellu.
Would you lift up your hand and take it down again.
Kas sa tõstaks oma käe üles. Ja ütleks, mina tahan.
And I will see it and pray for
ja
you.
Ja ma näen su kätt ja ma palvetan su
ees. Is there one this morning?
Kas on siin kedagigi
God bless you, God bless you.
Ole
your man standing at the back. Is there another one
on
this
veel
morning?
Kedagi.
Is there another one? God bless you right
ole
over
ünnistatud.
Here. Thank you. There's another young
ja
man. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. You may take your hand down.
Te võite
I see you.
Käed alla. Ma olen
is there another one
kas
this morning?
Kedagi?
Is there another one who would quickly and quietly say, I want Jesus Christ in my life? Is there another one? Just lift up your hand and take it down. I will see it. Three adults have raised their hand. God bless you, lady. God bless you, young man, too. There's, you might take your hand down, lady. The lady in the wee white hat, God bless you. I see it. That's five. Is there another one this morning, quickly and quietly, who will say, Pastor McConnell, I'm not right with God, but I want to be. Will you get right with God right now? Five have raised their hand. Is there another one this morning? Is there another one? Quickly lift up that hand and take it down. God bless you, young woman. That's lovely. I've been watching you. And God bless you, young man down at the back as well. God bless you. Is there another one this morning? I know God is speaking here.
Ma tean, et Jumal kõnetab inimesi praegu.
I know he's speaking and he's dealing with her. God bless you,
yeah,
sir. God
bless
you. Way at the extreme back. God bless you. That's wonderful. Is there another one? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There's four more. God bless you. Is there another one? I know God is dealing with hearts here.
Ma tean, et Jumal tegeleb praegu inimeste südamega.
One thing you lack, he says.
Ja üks asi, mis ta ütleb.
Sell what you have, give to the poor. Come and follow me. You'll have treasure in heaven. I'll meet your every need. I'll bless you.
Ma tahan õnnistada sind ja täita su vajaduse.
Is there another one this morning?
Kas on veel kedagi?
Come on, be honest before God.
Ole aus.
God bless you. Way at the back. I see you. See your hands, sir. God bless you, young woman. God bless you. Way at the third from the back. God bless you. See you. Oh, it's wonderful. God, you may take your hand down. Thank you. God bless you. There's another one. God bless you. I see you. I don't know how many's raised their hands this morning, but I know God is here and he's speaking to hearts. He's a lovely Lord. Now I'm going to ask something else. I don't know how many that is. 17 people have raised their hand this morning.
17 inimest, kes tõstsid täna hommikul oma käe.
Now, wait a wee minute. Is there somebody here and you've slowly walked away?
Kas siin on täna kedagi, kes on vaikselt kõndinud ära Jumala juures?
Like the rich young ruler.
Nii nagu see rikas mees tegi.
You're still walking slowly.
Sa liigud vaikselt, aga sa liigud ära.
Will you stop and check your steps?
Aga ole hea, peatu korraks ja jälgi oma sammu.
Will you turn right?
Ja pööra ümber.
And will you come back?
Ja kui sa tagasi tuled.
Is there somebody here and you've backslidden?
Kas on keegi, kes on ära langenud, ära jäänud Jumalast kaugemale?
Will you come back to the Lord this morning?
Tule täna tagasi.
Because listen, he loves you.
Sest ta armastab sind. Ta armastab sind.
Is there a backslider this morning?
Kas on kedagi, kes on ära langenud Jumalast?
Is there somebody here? Is there somebody here?
Kas on kedagi?
I know 17 people have raised their hand. Is there one more?
Kas on veel
is there
kedagi
one more that God
is speaking to? Jumal on
is there one more this morning?
On kedagigi veel?
That the Lord is here.
Jumal on siin.
I believe God is speaking. Is there somebody? And you are slowly walking away.
Sa oled
you're not fully away from him. The master can see you still walking away.
Jumal
but,
näeb
but you're getting
lähed.
Further. And further
aga
away.
Kaugened,
I'm asking for the final time because it could be your final time for walking away.
See võib olla su viimane võimalus ära minna või tagasi tulla.
Is there one this morning?
Nii et ma küsin veel kord, kas siin on kedagi sellist.
Is that then? I'm going to close it.
Kui ei, siis ma võtan asja kokku.
Then I thank God. God bless you, lady. God bless you. God bless that lady. That was for you this morning. What I'm saying, God bless you. 18 people have come to Christ. Listen, would you encourage those 18 people by clapping and just saying, God bless you?
Ma tahan, et lihtsalt julgustaks ühe aplausiga kõiki neid inimesi annaks teada, et Jumal armastab neid.
Now, I don't know you all.
Mina ei tunne teid üldse.
This is my first time here.
See on mu esimene kord olla siin.
A lady prophesied over me 2 weeks ago.
Keegi profeteeris mulle 2 nädalat tagasi
and said I would live to 92.
Ja ütles, et ma elan 92 eluaastani.
I hope she's right.
Ma loodan, et ta pani täppi.
And the reason why I'm saying
ja põhjus, that, miks ma seda ütlen,
because Brother Vahi wants to build a big church.
Sest vend Vahi tahab ehitada suure koguduse.
And I want to be at the opening of
ja ma tahan olla selle avateenistusel.
So that's what I'm saying.
Nii et see tõttu mul on vaja elada veel.
Don't sing yet until I pray. Listen, the group's lovely. Let's encourage
see,
them.
See, punt on väga vinge
God
gruppi.
Olge ühistatud. I'm going to pray this prayer, okay? Lovely. Put your hands out, every one of you. Like
sirutage oma käed lihtsalt välja.
Are you ready?
Olete te valmis?
You repeat it in your own language.
Ja teie korrake seda omas keeles.
Now, how will you interpret?
Oma tõlgi järgi. Right,
will you be gracious and eternal Father?
Armuline ja igavene isa.
I come to thee this morning.
Ma tulen su ette täna hommikul.
In the name of your darling beloved son.
Sinu kalli poja nimel.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
I thank you for sending him into the world.
Ma tänan, et sa saatsite siia maa peale.
I thank you that he loved me.
Ja ma tänan, et ta armastas mind.
And he gave himself for me.
Ja andis ise enda minu eest.
Will you come into my heart?
Tule mu ellu, palun.
Will you come in truly?
Tule kohe täiega.
Into my heart.
Tule mu südamesse.
Will you save me now?
Ja paljasta kõik valed.
For time and for eternity.
Igaveseks.
Give me strength to serve you.
Anna mulle jõudu teenida sind.
Give me strength to follow you.
Anna mulle jõudu järgida sind.
And give me strength to be faithful.
Ja anna mulle jõudu olla ustav.
Thank you for hearing me.
Aitäh, et sa kuuled mind.
I ask it all in Jesus' name.
Ma palun seda kõike Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Everybody said. Ja kõik ütlesid.
God bless you.
Olge õnnistatud, aitäh.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for it. Okay.